/andcast.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Have you checked the children?
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Boogeyman is real, and you found him.
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
Everyone, welcome back to Slashercast, the podcast where we talk horror and nothing but horror. Brought to you by Slash and Cast Podcast Network and our YouTube channel Slash and Media. I hope everyone is doing well. I am one of your hosts, Tyler.
I'm your other host, Slasher.
Today we're going to be doing like a different kind of video. Like, here's what our scenario it has. Basically, I'm going to give Slasher a list of different horror killers or villains. And he has to reply with what his favorite movie of that franchise, of that killer's franchise is. So, for example, if I say Jason Voorhees, he would have to reply with, like, I don't know, Part 4. And then he would have to give a reason why Part 4 is the best in the franchise.
And obviously this is all my opinion.
Yeah, this is solely opinion-based, so don't take it for fact. Just as long as we don't say that Halloween Resurrection is the best movie, then we are all good. So, are you ready for your many list of different killers?
Yeah, go on.
Alright, the first killer is none other than Michael Myers.
Ooh. I'm going to have to go with the original.
From the first Halloween
the
in 19...
From Halloween from 1978.
What reason did you put that as the top film?
It's the film that got me into horror. It's the film that... it's basically the film that cemented me as a horror fan, because I love Michael as a character. I liked Michael for what he was, because I think from the first film at least, him having really no reason to kill kind of made me feel right. That's perfect. I like he's got no motive, he's just a psycho, he's just someone who hasn't grown up with a tormented family or whatever. He's just a force of nature, and yeah, it's cool having a reason to kill, like many of the killers do. But Michael's just in that realm of, I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna kill. And I think that's really the best one, and it's really just the film that I've probably watched the most.
Yeah, if you are a villain, then why would you care about who you kill or who you do bad things
for? Well, it's not more of... It's not that he... Like, some villains do care. Like, they don't care who they're killing. It's the fact that they... kill them for a reason, like said that they, I don't know, probably are the just the daughter of somebody who the other person hates and wants to hurt them or something like that, or just good old revenge type thing. But Michael is
everyone
just
wants
like
a revenge story.
But with Michael, it's just nope. I'm gonna murder anybody I won because I feel like it.
I just enjoy killing people.
Yeah, exactly.
Alright, so we're going through Halloween. The next one is Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare.
This can include the 2010 reboot.
fuck that. I'm not saying that's my favourite, that, because it's not. It's shit.
Don't hate on Jackie over Haley.
No, right. Jackie did great. He was perfect for the role. If there was going to be a reboot, Freddy, I'd want him to do it. It's just the fact that the film tried to like replicate the original and just failed. There's only two things I really like about that film. Is the fact that one, it's gory. I like that it's gory. It's I like Jackie as Freddy, and I like the whole fact that they do this whole thing about dreams where Freddy and that knows where Freddy knows about dreams and how they work and that, which I liked. But other than that, the film was just absolute dog shit.
So if you had to pick your favourite Freddy Krueger film?
For me, it's Dream Warriors.
That's part three, isn't it?
Yep.
Why
are you doing this like it's a fucking interview?
Well, it is kind of like an interview.
Sound like
why is part three your favourite?
Part three from 1987. Part three is my favourite because I like the group. I like the whole group setting. Some of the kills in this are actually really like imaginative and are cool. Like the whole group of survivors are really cool. Nancy in this is really like badass. I like the idea of the dream powers. I like the idea of them. It's just sad that this is followed up by the next two. Nightmare on Elm Street, Dream Warriors is really cool. And I think Freddy in this one is just fucking evil as shit. And I like the main girl in it, the main like girl who's in it, and just the reanimated skeleton of Freddy that pops up later on in the film is just. Like, I know in today's standards that looks weird, but to me it still looks funny. And I think it's really the film that kind of cemented the franchise as this like campy, funny horror franchise. But it was like more of, it did its scary, like its horror, but within it, there was also the comedy and the one line. And it's got one of my favourite lines in it as well, which is, welcome to primetime, bitch.
Oh, with the TV.
Yeah, that's my like, that's my favourite line that Freddy has probably ever said. It's your big breaking TV. Welcome to primetime, bitch.
Because I remember the other day when we were playing that drawing game on Discord. Hmm. You had to draw a TV and you tried drawing Freddy Krueger's version.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I swear you did. You tried drawing a head on top of the TV.
No.
That's what it looked like to me anyway.
No.
It looked like a good TV. I watched TV with Freddy Krueger's head on top.
I can imagine someone's like got one of those TVs and actually put like a Freddy head on it and put it on their wall just to like be like, yeah, I own this.
Or even like the claw on the sides of the TV as well.
Yeah, the way yeah, so, like his neck out. His neck also like goes from like his neck is like mostly metal as well.
It's like a friggin' giraffe neck as well.
Yeah, and it's got what's his name in this? Is it Lawrence Fishburne is in it as well. He plays one of like the nurses or something at the hospital.
Larry Fishburne as Max Daniels.
Lawrence, in it?
No, it's Larry.
Larry Fishburne.
Yeah, Larry or Lawrence. They're both the same thing. Larry is shot by Lawrence. Lawrence
anyway, like everybody calls him Lawrence. But yeah, that's for Nightmare.
Okay. So next up is, I probably thinking it might be your favourite, or, I don't know, Jason Voorhees.
Oh, Friday.
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
I think when it comes to the Friday films, right, what do you think it is?
What do I think that your favourite is?
Yeah, what do you think my favourite is?
Honestly, I'm actually going to say yours is the remake.
Nope.
Yeah?
Right, the remake would have been my favourite.
So it's considered a good one.
Over time, it's actually my second favourite.
So would yours be...
I don't know, yeah. I need to re-watch the entire franchise to actually know where I rank them. But yeah... Remake is yours, definitely remake. Let's say remake is definitely in my top five.
Okay. Would your favorite be part four then with Tommy Jarvis?
Part four, final chapter.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. What is the is it because of Tommy Jarvis?
No.
Or is there more reason why?
There is other reasons. I think it's because Jason in this is just fucking, like, one is badass. It's fucking,
he's mint.
He's just absolute fucking mint. Jason is apparently gonna die. I think the look of Jason looks really fucking cool, and I like the idea as well. Over time, I've actually thought about the whole thing of Jason, of Tommy, like, shaving his head to look like Jason when he were a kid to distract him, because that's what they did with the sweater in, I think, part two. But, yeah, I think final chapter, it's just the fact that I like the group of teens, and Tommy in this as well, played by, who's he played by now? I'm bad with names. Tommy, who plays Tommy Jarvis?
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman, right. I had Corey in my head, but I just didn't know the
Corey
last name.
Corey Feldman is such a good actor, in my opinion.
And in this, it was that, I think he was around the age that he was. Oh, no, he wasn't actually. We were younger.
Well, he was born in 71, and part four was in 84.
No,
so
I'm
was
on
like,
about like. I thought he was around the age that he was when he were in Lost Boys, but he's not, because I think he were about in his teens when he were in Lost Boys.
Let me have a look for you.
Because his voice in this is more young, like in Lost Boys, he's got much more of a deeper voice.
Lost Boys were in 87, and Friday Part 4 was 84.
Oh, so it came out before, so that, yeah. So, yeah, Lost Boys was, like, sometime after.
Yeah.
So, basically, in this, I like the fact that Tommy in this is such a perv.
But a lot of boys are.
He's in his bedroom at one point where he just looks out over to the fucking... house with all those teens in, and then he's just looking at them because they're all like girls changing in the window, and he's just going on it. I think he's on his bed and he just proper like slams himself on it, going fucking nuts. Mm. And then there's also where they're at the lake, and it, same thing when they're at the lake as well. Like, none of the girls are wearing tops or anything. But when I looked at, I think I watched Dead Meat's kill count on it. And found out that to actually film that, they had to film a shot of the teens in the pool and that. But then to shoot Corey looking at them, he had to they shot that separately. So
Corey didn't actually look at them.
No, Corey never actually saw them. He had to pretend. But
we got to look.
Corey never actually got to see them because he was that young. But other than that, I think the film was really cool. And I like how this is where we get the famous, like, thing of Michael's slit in his mask, where it's got that machete. Is it machete or an axe? I think it's an axe.
Machete.
Machete.
I think it is an axe, actually.
I think it's an axe, yeah. And then, obviously, this was the final film of Jason actually being a normal guy instead of him becoming a zombie later on, like he is in the next films, because he's more of a zombie in the next ones. Final chapter is definitely pretty much my favourite. It's not my favourite Tommy, though. My favourite Tommy is part...
Would it be six?
Six is my favourite Tommy.
Six is the Tommy that a lot of people know. He's also in the Friday the 13th game as well.
Yeah. And he's also been brought... Is the same actor is being brought back to play Tommy in fan films a lot as well. Like, recently there was one called Friday the 13th Vengeance 2, which had Tommy in it. Which Slash and Cast did a live reaction to on their night one of the virtual con. But yeah, that's for Friday.
Yeah, and the next one on this list is actually the Xenomorphs from Alien franchise.
Alien. Are we counting Prometheus and Alien Covenant in this?
They are classed as alien films, yeah. You can even consider Alien vs. Predators as well. Which we will talk about very soon.
I'm gonna think.
The other half of me.
I think my favourite is Aliens.
So number two.
Yeah. For some reason on here, there's one called Alien 2 on Earth. I don't know what that fucking is. But yeah,
it's obviously the reason why Aliens 2 is the best. There's more aliens.
Apparently there was a film called Aliens 2. Aliens 2. Oh no, it's a fucking...
It's not the same movie. It's
something different. So Aliens from 1986.
Yeah, you were looking at Alien 2, which was made in Italy, John.
I think Ripley in this is badass. She's fucking great. She's cool. She's actually, I think, she's more of the badass that she is than she is.
I'll say Ripley is one of the best female leads
she is
in horror movie.
Like, a lot of people these days don't think that people like female, like, leads, but I fucking love Ripley. Like, Ripley is definitely one of the best female leads in a horror franchise ever. Like, she's fucking badass. And Sigourney Weaver does an exceptional job with her character. And I think she just radiates, like, I'm gonna fuck these aliens up. And I don't think anyone really comes close to Ripley as much. But I like also the fact that they give her, like, kind of like a daughter in Newt in this. Because obviously this film is actually set years upon years after the events of the first Alien, and Ripley's been in suspended animation for like some time now, and the planet that they found the alien on, the alien egg, the planet that they found it on is actually The planet that they found it on is now been terraformed to hold human life, and it ends up being ran over by aliens because they're fucking idiots. Because Weyland Yutani are dumb as fuck.
Weyland likes a bit of the moolah, the money.
He does. Like, Weyland Yutani Company is fucking ridiculous if they think that that was going to work.
We will salvage all of these alien eggs.
Plus, like, the money. It's also a thing of, this is where we learn that, even in the first film, like, but more in this, we learn that Weyland Yutani, this is like the thing with any corporation ever, they want a weaponized alien. They want to weaponize the xenomorph, and it's just ridiculous. Like, hello? That's not a good idea. You're not going to weaponize it. You're all going to end up dead. And it's ridiculous, it is. But the film's great. Bill Paxton is in it. May he rest in peace.
What a treasure, Bill Paxton.
Yeah, definitely. I like the whole Marines in this as well. All the Marines are really cool. It's just sad that this film is in the same franchise as Resurrection. It's funny. Have you noticed, Samuel? Every horror film with the name Resurrection on the end franchise turns out to be shit.
Both Resurrections of famous horror movies are shit. Is there any other Resurrection movies? Did like something like Leprechaun get one?
Yeah.
And was that shit? Anyway. If I remember correctly?
I think it did anyway. Leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
No, it didn't get a resurrection.
It got a Returns. Got
Leprechaun, Leprechaun 2, Leprechaun 3. Leprechaun in space.
In the hood. In the hood in was the hood, weird.
And in the hood, back to the hood.
Back to the hood.
And then you've got Origins. And then you've got Leprechaun Origins, which is a remake, which was shit. Because it wasn't even remotely about a leprechaun. And then you've got the Leprechaun Returns, which I think only takes place after the original movie.
So basically, it did a Halloween.
Yeah, it's like one of those like little fan-made... it's one of those like low-budget kind of like continuation things, and it takes place after the very original movie. And it's... Yeah.
Right, we talked about xenomorphs anyway. What about the Predator franchise? Because I can't really call... What do you think of Predators? And you think, no, not that shit movie.
Right. So we've got Predator, Predator 2, Predators, the Predator, and Prey. The original.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right, Arnold in this is cool. Just saying. But, like, that's the thing about the film, right? This is what I love about the Predator film.
Stick around.
Is that this fucking dude, right, is a Marine. Right? He's used to going in fire and, you know, he's not used to hunting. He's used to going in for fire, shooting first, taking no names, and basically fighting and stuff like that. He's used to... Basically, not.
So shoot first, ask questions later.
He's basically not used to needing to hunt. So in this film, when all the people that he's with are dead, he basically has to become a hunter, and he has to think like a hunter.
Be hunted.
Exactly. Like mostly, I say. Most of the people in the Prey franchise, in the Predator franchise, have all gone from being this full-on shooting badass to needing to become a hunter, like Predator. So that's the whole thing about Predators. They are coming to Earth to learn about to basically become better hunters. That's what they're doing. The more that they go, the more that they visit a planet, and the more that they learn to basically become better hunters by hunting the best. And that's what they do. And it comes down to, like, Predator, the original Predator, where Arnold is such a badass. That scene where they, where the two soldiers are just go at, just go, thump, hold each other's arms, squeeze, and show their biceps. I'm like,
son of a bitch.
Yep.
There's two beefy dudes.
Oh, like, man. I think, to me, Arnold actually doesn't get enough recognition for being such a good actor.
Even though he is of Austrian descent and his accent was not the best, his acting was far superior than anyone gives him credit for.
Yeah, his acting's fucking amazing. Phenomenal.
Which still pissed me off, and they dubbed over his voice in Hercules in New York.
Oh yeah, they did.
Yeah, because they didn't like it. They gave him a New York friggin' accent.
I remember that, yeah. It's because, like, in his early days, he couldn't speak English as fluently, or he couldn't, like, knowing that. But, like, in Predator, he was doing really fucking good. I think in Predator, he actually got it. He got it down to a T.
Like, nothing against his accent, but I love his accent,
I love his accent. Like,
it makes movies that he's in more interesting. Like, yeah, not just like, hey, I'm walking here, or you're right, mate. Like, it's something different.
Yeah, and Hercules isn't Hercules not even supposed to have a fucking American accent anyway? The man's from
Hercules is a Greek god.
The man's from Greece. Why has he got a New York accent?
If anything, the Austrian accent is actually closer to Greece than a friggin' New Yorker accent.
Exactly. Why give Hercules a New York accent? When he's and now we're shitting Greece. Predator is fucking brilliant. I think Arnold definitely doesn't get the recognition. Like, he didn't get the recognition he deserved. Like, I think for me, it was Terminator, where I just full-on loved his acting, because in Terminator, especially in Terminator 2, in T2, he definitely was at his best. Like, in T2, fucking brilliant. T2, yeah. T2 definitely was fucking amazing.
Terminator 2 was such a good film.
Yeah. Like, it's one of the instances where the original where the sequel surpasses the original. Because if you ask most Terminator fans, they will always say T2 is probably their favourite.
True.
But yeah.
Next killer is your favourite cannibal, Leatherface.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Hannibal then.
No, your favourite cannibal. It can be. There's a lot of Texas Chainsaw films.
I know.
To be fair, if it was me saying it, I would say number 2 is pretty good.
Number 2's good. Because you've got the original, which just fucking.
It's weird.
It's great.
It's weird.
Then you've got the third movie, which just, no. Fucking Leatherface thrusting was just funny as fuck. I like 3 for that. I like 3 because it was wacky. And he has a fucking police officer who fights Leatherface with 2 chainsaws of his own like a fucking nutbag. And then you've got the 4th film, which brought in this whole fucking cult idea. Then you've got Matthew McConaughey probably playing the most craziest character I've ever seen him play.
Another treasure in the movie franchise.
Yeah, and then you've got the remakes, which are really good. Like, they stand on their own. I like the remakes. And then you've got Texas Chainsaw 3D, which sucks. You've got Leatherface, which, it was fine until you find out who Leatherface is. And then you've got the new one, which is the 2022 one, which was, it was fine. It wasn't really, that film, it's, all of its kills are fucking great. But I have to give this one to the original. It's like, I think the original cemented itself as just this weird thing where it was probably like the most famous film that portrayed its events as real. Same with how like Blair Witch did it. This film cemented itself as being a real event, and I like the idea. I like all the characters. Just yawning. I like all the characters. I like the cook. I like the hitchhiker, which I can't wait for the Texas Chainsaw game, because they've actually added, I think, original killers as well as legacy killers. And I like the, and in the game as well, the hitchhiker's the only one who can, like, I think he can make traps and stuff. But yeah, I think the original is just so good. All the characters are really well done. They're all good characters, played by good actors. And yeah, Leatherface in this is controlled by his family a lot more. It's a thing of, like, after the, what I noticed was that after the remakes were done, they pushed Leatherface from his family and stopped doing the whole family dynamic.
Which I think that was a very bad thing to do.
Because, like, that's the thing with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Leatherface, yeah, is our, like, main killer, obviously. But, like,
but it was really the family controlling
it's
him.
More of, like, yeah, his family control him, which I liked. Timeline-wise, when it comes
to the granddad,
fucking granddad. He's the best at killing.
He can't even
fucking hold a hammer. Granddad's the best at killing. Can't hold a fucking
hammer.
Yeah. You've got, like, timeline-wise, when it comes to Texas Chainsaw, you've got the original timeline, which was the first film, all the way to Next Generation, and then you've got the remake timeline, which is Texas Chainsaw 2003, Texas Chainsaw 2006, and then you've got the timeline where it's the original film. Oh no, that actually no. The timeline is in timeline order. It goes Leatherface, the original, then 3D. Then you've got the new timeline that we're technically on now, which is the original, then the movie from Netflix. That's basically timeline-wise. But, yeah, original has to be my favourite because it's just the film that started it all, and it's definitely something that, like, just fucking boggles me every time. Like, the scene where he kills the guy in the wheelchair just fucking frightens me.
The next killer, or killers, I'm going to go a bit out of the box on this one. It's going to be the zombies from any of the George Romero movies. So in the Night of the Living Dead franchise. So you've got Night, Dawn, Day, Land, Diary, and Survival. With a new one coming out called Twilight.
We've got Night of the Living Dead, Day of the Dead, Land of the Dead, Diary of the Dead, and George A. Romero's Survival of the Dead.
Also Dawn as well.
And then Dawn. I said Dawn.
No, you missed Dawn out.
Dawn's not on this list.
Well, Dawn is. It was actually made by George Romero. All of them were directed by him, and he directed all the screenplays as well.
Are we going George Romero's, though?
Yeah, George Romero's franchise. So it'd be all so six
I
of them.
Can't say the remake.
No, I will say George Romero's.
George Romero. I'm going to have to go Dawn.
From 1978.
Because, here's the thing, right? Dawn is so good.
I love them all the same.
I like the remake as well. Like the remake that I think it was Zack Snyder who made it. I like that one, but the original Dawn. Oi, when Zack Snyder can actually do Zack Snyder's good at making zombie films.
Unlike Josh Whedon.
Fuck off with Josh Whedon. But I think Dawn is so cool because they're obviously in this I think it were a mall. They were in a mall. I liked the fact that each and every character really didn't like trust each other. Like, it's one of those things where they were pushed together to survive to the point where they all just fucking argued. And then the zombies are just coming at them one by one and stuff like that. And it's cool to see zombies getting some like love. I like the zombie looks, and the films are just gory, even for those days. And I know today's standards, to today's standards, like, the film isn't as gory or as, like, graphically pleasing, but I like it. The film's fucking great, and each and every character plays a significant role to the survival. And to be honest, if you were going to probably survive a zombie outbreak anywhere, a mall is not a bad place to choose. As long as
the mall will be used in many different types of zombie media, such as Dead Rising and the remake as well of the Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah. The zombies in the original look fucking gnarly.
Alright, are you ready for the next one?
Aye, aye.
Now we're not going into... We're going into animal territory now.
Animal. Okay.
With Bruce, the shark.
Oh.
The Jaws. Nice.
Jaws-wise. Oh, God. Think when it comes to Jaws, I'm going with the original.
it makes sense.
I've seen the documentary about the making of the original film, and all the shit that all the problems that they had were all just. The film still got made into something brilliant. But, I like the film because there's this character in it who basically talks about, he was in the military. I think. He talks about being in the military, and he talks about how him and his friends were all in the water. I think their boat had been sunk, and even mentions that he were in the water and they were surrounded by sharks, and it took them a while to escape, but some of their friends like died or whatever. I like that because it was true. It was actually a true story that actually did happen to some soldiers, and they took a true story and added it to the film to add more dramatic to it. And that character obviously hunting sharks was because of that. And I think Jaws is such a good film. The original is so good. Fuck off with Revenge in 3D. Just no.
Someone's a bit salty.
Oh, Revenge is shit. And I don't know what's with the fascination of everybody trying to make their third film in a franchise in 3D. I don't get it. But the original is just too good to pass up if you're a creature feature type of guy.
All right, next one. We're going to go up here a bit. With the return of the second season, we're going to talk about Chucky. Child's Play. The doll.
I know what you mean, but you said second season. I was like, when are we talking about the show?
No, with the release of the second season.
I'm going to go with Child's Play 2.
I think I know why you said Child's Play 2. I think we mentioned it before in the Child's Play reboot.
Yeah, Child's Play 2, 1990. The reason for it is because one has probably one of the best final acts I've ever seen. It takes place in the toy factory where the Chucky doll is made. The good guy doll is made. And I like Kyle. Like, Kyle is such a fucking great character. Her and Andy's like brother and sister dynamic is fucking great. Like, they actually act like brother and sister, and to see her come back in the TV show was great as well. And
they have such good chemistry.
They really do. They have such good chemistry. It's brilliant. And I like the whole fact that Andy in the original was okay. He just seemed a bit, you know. But like,
if you call him childish when he was a child.
No, I won't call him childish, but I mean, he was like, how? But like, I mean, in this film, he's fucking great. In this film, he's actually fucking great. Even in Child's Play, like, in Child's Play 3, he's great as well. But in Child's Play 2, he's ready for it. He's much more into it. He's much more ready to fucking fight. Because, like, even when he's a part of the final act where they're gonna kill Chucky, it's great because it's also another thing. Like, I don't know how he hasn't been arrested, like, how Andy hasn't been taken to a mental hospital or something because, like, first film, he gets blamed for all murders. Second film, I think people just don't believe him. Third film, people don't believe him. And it's just brilliant because, like, no one fucking believes him, yet there's too much of a coincidence that this fucking doll has been at every scene of each and every crime. It's a bit of a coincidence, but...
Yeah, well, Michael Myers doesn't go for, like, specific people. Chucky was just so pissed at Andy after this.
He was. Well, no, Chucky knows that he needed to go for Andy because Andy was the first person who saw him in that form. Because that's what that voodoo guy says, that you need to take over the body of the first person you meet who sees when you reveal yourself. It's the first person you reveal yourself to. So Andy ends up being the one that he has to take over. And that's what the first two films are about. Third one, he still thinks he needs to go for Andy, but learns that actually it's a new body that is in a new body, so he actually could possess someone else. And then from there, they just throw that out of the window, like that whole idea out of the window. Because in Bride, nope, don't need to possess anybody. I can just possess whoever I want. Bride, it's like, I can possess whoever I want. Seed, I can possess whoever I want. Seed, he also... I think in Seed, he tries to... No, Seed is actually the film where he decides not to, like, change bodies. Seed is, like, the one where he decides to stay in his doll form. So, yeah, in Seed, it's like, yeah, I'll possess whoever I fucking want now. And then you've got Curse of Chucky, where it's like, yeah, I'm going to possess Mika, because I can. Then Cult, it's like...
It actually happens.
Cult, it's like, I can possess more than one doll now? It's funny because we also like know that he learns his voodoo from the internet as well.
No, he read it from a book, Internet Voodoo for Dummies.
Oh, yeah, he does, yeah. Well, in the first film, he learns it from a guy, and then later on he has to get it from the internet.
Book, not the internet.
I mean from book. But yeah.
Cosplay 2. Alright. The next killer is one of your favorite killers. It is Ghostface.
Ooh. You do know I have to go for the original on this one.
Interesting. I would agree that the original is probably one of the best ones.
Hang on.
What now?
Yeah, there's one in the jungle. It's true.
Is it true?
It's been confirmed, probably.
Matt Hancock's gonna be on I'm a Celeb.
Matt Hancock?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Matt Hancock's gonna be on I'm a Celeb. Oh, right. So, yeah, I've gotta go with the original.
Tell us why the original. For obvious reasons.
Obvious reasons. I don't think any of its sequels really surpass it as much. The original was just something that, like, is fucking brilliant. It basically makes fun of... The film makes fun of movies. It just makes fun of horror in general. One of my favourite scenes in it is where Sydney's on the phone with Ghostface. Ghostface calls her. And basically she says... I think Ghostface asks her, do you like scary movies or whatever? And she's like, no, she finds it insulting that the girl is running upstairs where she clearly should be going out the front door. And then when Ghostface attacks her, she goes to the front door, tries to open it, can't, so she goes upstairs. So you've got that bit.
I mean, she tried to get out the front door. She tried to do
it. She tried, but it had one of those like metal, like what they call like latches on it. Do you know like we used to have on our doors?
Yeah.
Where you would like take a little small chain and put it on. And that would basically you just open it and it wouldn't open the door fully. So you had to look through it like that. but yeah, it had one of them on it. And she couldn't get through it, so she ran upstairs. Like a fucking idiot.
I also like the two killer aspect in the film as well.
Yeah, like, it's really... I think it's rare that in any of these films where you do get two killers. It's rare... I mean, in any, like, franchise, really, it's rare that there are multiple killers in the franchise. And when it comes to Scream... It's really well known for it. I'd actually like them to probably do three or four people being a killer. Like, at least three. That'd be cool. Like, have two of them as the front guy, and then you've got someone who, like, you didn't know was working with them behind the scenes. Because really, technically, when it comes to the first film, there was technically three killers, but it was Roman Bridger from the third film who coerced Billy into basically killing for him. Billy only had to kill Sydney's mother, but I think he got greedy and decided, I'm gonna kill Sydney now. And
now it's the worst mistake anyone could do.
Yep. And then everybody started taking on the Ghostface moniker. I like the idea as well how, when it comes to the new movie, Scream 6, that's coming out, Scream 6 is actually, from news I've heard, Scream 6, one, will be the first Scream movie to take place on Halloween. So Ghostface actually has a reason to actually wear a costume.
But it's Halloween.
And it's going to actually be taking place in New York. So we'll get some Ghostface on the streets action.
We'll get some Brooklyn
Ghostface. A lot of people have said that we're going to get a train scene. And I'm actually looking forward to it. I could see it now. We get like a New York train fight scene between characters. Sadly though, Neve Campbell won't be returning for it. Whatever reason that is, I don't know. But yeah.
I think we're going to go with one more killer here. This is a very notorious one. Okay. This is a Jigsaw from the franchise. What did you think I was going to go with?
Let me think. I think for Saw. I'm gonna have to give it to the original as well.
The very first Saw film.
Yeah.
My name is Lawrence Gordon, I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor. I like the characters. Lawrence Gordon, I like him. How Tobin Bell had to stay on a floor. I think he was probably half naked on the floor during the scenes. I like all the characters. I like the aesthetic of it, and I like the fact that they had to film the film in like at least one room because they didn't really have that much money to work with. If you don't know, guys, Saw is actually based off a short film that was created, and then it got funding by the studio to actually become a full-length movie, obviously made by James Wan and Lee Whannell. James Wan directed it, Lee Whannell made the screenplay, because I think he made the short film for a college project, and then it got made into a full-length movie. But yeah, Lee Whannell actually played a character in it. He's not that really good at acting, but whatever. But yeah, I think the original definitely holds up today. It is definitely one of the better films in the franchise because it's the original. But like the franchise ended up, I think, going off the rails a bit later on. The people just gave up trying to connect the dots with the flashbacks. Because, like, flashback-wise, it just got ridiculous. Because nobody could figure out what the fuck was going on. Like, where did this part take place? Where did that take place? It got ridiculous.
It's a very timeline.
It's a really hard timeline to keep up with. But, like, you've got to get rid of your disbelief. Because, like, he's got different haircuts in a lot of, like, the flashbacks Jigsaw has. So he's got a lot of different haircuts, and it's like, okay, so when did he have this haircut versus this haircut? I think there's one room where he's got like real short hair, but he's got like a little goatee. as well, so you've got that. But yeah.
Hmm.
This was a fun idea. That,
yeah, I enjoyed listening to your opinions about
I might have to do.
You enjoyed,
guys. Next episode is already filmed, by the way.
Oh yeah, it is. I forgot we did a future thing.
So yeah, our next episode, since I hosted it, that'll be going up. So technically, Tyler, you're hosting the next one we actually record.
Oh god damn it! I have to think of another idea.
Yeah, not till like a week, because we won't be recording next week then. Actually, no.
Thank god. Hang on. I mean, oh no, the horror.
Yeah, we won't be recording next week.
The tragedy of not recording for a week.
And then we'll be recording the week after. But yeah, hope you guys... Why am I doing the outro issue? Go on.
So anyway, this has been Slashercast, the podcast where we talk horror, nothing but horror. Again, brought to you by the Slashercast Podcast Network. And our YouTube channel, Slashermedia. Make sure to check out the links below with our socials, our Patreon, Discord, you know, my BlackBerry Messenger. It laughed. Yeah, I got it. Who uses BBM anymore? Nah, everyone uses MySpace. I got them again. I win.
Fucking MySpace.
But anyway, I've been one of your first Tyler.
I've been your first Slasher.
And this has been Slashercast. And remember to keep on slashing, keep watching horror, and we'll see you horror fans again later. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Have you checked the children?
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Boogeyman is real.
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
What's happening, lovers? What's going on? We gonna get tropical, we gonna get tropical. Welcome back to another episode of Make Every Death Count. We are your hosts. My name is Riley. Alright, folks. With that, as always, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye!
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Have you checked the children?
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Boogeyman is real, and you found him.
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!